Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the biblical book of Daniel, lesson 4, from furnace to palace. Tuesday, the test of fire. The music band, the king had ordered, starts playing, and then you see all the leaders of the Babylonian kingdom falling flat to the ground. What a picture. Oh, the king. All my leaders, they follow my command. What a power the king shows here in front of the mightiest persons of the kingdom. They are all on the ground, worshipping the golden image. All are on the ground. All? Nearly all. Three stand there upright as before. It's a surprise for everybody, because it was told, if you do not fall down, do you see the oven there, fire? You will be burnt. And three still stand erect. Either they are deaf, haven't heard, cannot understand the Chaldean language, whatever. They are there, not underground. The king is angry. Imagine, he is ordered, and he hoped that everybody would fall down. And he had not dreamt about it, that someone would prefer going into the fire. And now three stand there as if nothing would happen in future. The king commands them to come to him, and he asks them, haven't you understood what I've asked you? Or are you going to revolt? Are you rebellious? Or just not clear in mind what's going on? You will be killed in a fire, haven't you heard? When the music band plays, whoosh, you're on the ground. Are you ready? Second chance. Now, these young men, they are there telling the king the following. And there was one sentence of the king which is very, very interesting. Because the king says, let me see which God is able to save you out of fire. Let me see. If there is any such a God who can do this, I've never heard before, so. And you think your God can do that. And they say, our God can do it, no problem. We do not know if he will do it. We do not know. But one thing we know, we will not bow down in front of your golden image. Because there's a commandment of God, you shall not bow down in front of such an image, only in front of the God who has made the heavens and the earth. Whew. The king is furious. He's so furious. There are three persons who do not follow his command. And this is something the king doesn't like at all. And he orders these three men to be bound and to be thrown into the fire. And in a way, the king seems to think about it, because there's another order. The fire should be 7 times hotter than usual. And he orders the best soldiers in the Babylonian kingdom, the strongest ones, giants, so real men, to take these three and throw them in. And when they come to the entrance of the fireplace, it is so hot that these soldiers are killed when throwing in the three. They have come too close to the fire. It was too hot. They lost their life because of the enormous heat which came out of this fireplace. The king is satisfied, but then he is shocked, because he sees something with his eyes. He can't believe it. What could he see?